Welcome to the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, September 19, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of events news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Lights, Laughter, and L'chaim, Boca International Jewish Film Festival returns for 2026 with expanded lineup and early celebrations. The third annual Boca International Jewish Film Festival is set to return in 2026 with an expanded lineup and early celebrations. The festival will feature powerful stories, vibrant culture, and cinematic magic for South Florida audiences. Pre-festival events in January will include a big reveal on January 14th and a Cinebash opening celebration on January 26th. Festival screenings will take place at Cinemark Palace 20 from February 21st to February 28th, Movies of Delray from March 1st to March 15th, and Paragon Theater Deerfield from March 18th to March 22nd. Co-founder Wendy Honig expressed excitement for the upcoming festival, promising a diverse selection of films that reflect the global Jewish experience. For tickets and more information, visit the Boca International Jewish Film Festival website.
The historic Stranahan House Museum celebrates groundbreaking ceremony for Transformational Captain Campaign Project. The historic Stranahan House Museum celebrated the groundbreaking of its campus-wide transformation into the center of community, reimagining its original role as Fort Lauderdale's first gathering place in 1901. The project, led by architect Leo Hansen and supported by various donors and partners, aims to enhance facilities and offerings, preserving the site's historical significance. The renovation will include new facilities like the Egret Classroom and the Kitchen Works Hospitality Center, funded by generous organizations. The project, expected to be completed by 2026, has already raised $2.7 million of its $3.3 million goal. State appropriations have further supported the initiative, with the Stranahan House reaching almost 75% of its funding target. The transformation will ensure the museum continues to serve as a vibrant gathering place for generations to come, preserving Fort Lauderdale's rich history while creating a dynamic space for the community.
Award-winning comedian Deepak Chandran announces landmark Time Traveler U.S. tour. Award-winning comedian Deepak Chandran is set to headline the Time Traveler Tour across the United States, showcasing his dynamic storytelling and sharp comedic insight. From October 2025 to October 2026, Chandran will perform at prestigious venues such as Caveat in New York City, Phoenix Theater in Minneapolis, Rise Comedy in Denver, The Lost Church in San Francisco, and Mockingbird Improv in San Diego. Known for his engaging and innovative routine, Chandran promises audiences laughter, insight, and unforgettable experiences at each stop on the tour.
Post-war elegance, 1950 Mercedes-Benz 170S Cabriolet B joins the Ron Sturgeon collection at DFW Car and Toy Museum. The DFW Car and Toy Museum has added a rare 1950 Mercedes-Benz 170S Cabriolet B to the Ron Sturgeon collection. This model, introduced shortly after World War II, marked Mercedes-Benz's return to luxury and innovation. With a 1,767cc M136 inline-4 engine producing 52 horsepower, this cabriolet features elegant pre-war design elements and modern mechanical upgrades. The 170S boasts a sophisticated suspension setup and a fully synchromesh 4-speed manual transmission. Ron Sturgeon, the museum's founder, praises the vehicle for symbolizing Mercedes-Benz's post-war resurgence and craftsmanship. The 1950 Mercedes-Benz 170S Cabriolet B is now on display at the museum, which also houses over 200 classic vehicles and 3,000 rare toys and collectibles.
Policymakers meet on Capitol Hill to shape the global future of digital assets. Policymakers from around the world are set to convene on Capitol Hill for the future of money, Governance, and the Law Summit on October 29 to 30, 2025. Key figures include Kyle Hopman, Chair of the U.S. National Credit Union Administration, and Lisa Cameron, Chair of the UK-US Crypto Alliance. Local leaders like Ebony Thompson and Amelia Powers Gardner are also making waves in blockchain governance. The event, co-hosted by the Government Blockchain Association and The Edge of Company, will feature speakers from diverse backgrounds showcasing blockchain innovation in government. Limited tickets are available for the approval-based event with an exclusive gala dinner reception. Advance tickets for the gala are on sale until the end of September. Learn more about the event and apply now.
HKTDC welcomes 2025 policy address. The Hong Kong Trade Development Council, HKTDC, welcomes the policy address delivered today by Hong Kong SAR Chief Executive John Lee. It outlines initiatives to deepen international exchange and cooperation, support mainland enterprises in overseas expansion, and inject strong momentum into Hong Kong's growth. Measures include establishing the Task Force on Supporting Mainland Enterprises in Going Global, setting up the Economic and Trade Express, injecting $1.43 billion into the BUT Fund, and supporting the HKDC's E-Commerce Express and Hong Kong Shopping Festival. The chief executive unveiled the creation of the Go Global Task Force and the Economic and Trade Express to enable Hong Kong and mainland companies to expand overseas. The HKTDC will leverage its network and experience to support these initiatives and promote Hong Kong as a connector linking mainland China and the world. The HKTDC will continue to support SMEs, drive reform and innovation, and strengthen competitiveness in the international market.
Say Aloha, Badass Coffee of Hawaii debuts new Boulder location. Badass Coffee of Hawaii is set to open its newest location in Boulder on Thursday, September 18th. The new cafe will offer handcrafted coffees, Hawaiian-inspired food, and branded merchandise. The grand opening celebration on September 20th will feature free giveaways and live Hawaiian entertainment. Owned by entrepreneur Beth Deasy, the cafe will have two patios, an outdoor fireplace, and a team of 24 local baristas. Guests can enjoy premium Hawaiian coffees, blended drinks, and unique food options. The company's CEO, Scott Snyder, emphasizes the importance of community and Ohana family in their cafes. With plans for rapid expansion, Badass Coffee of Hawaii aims to bring the Aloha spirit nationwide. For more information, visit their website or call 720-821-3998. WPB, Finding Hope After Trauma, book panel discussion at Beachway Therapy Center. Beachway Therapy Center in West Palm Beach is hosting a panel discussion on Rescued, Hope for the Shattered Heart and Soul by Tricia Young's LMHC. The event will take place on October 24th. From 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Registration is required. Young's book offers a roadmap for healing from trauma, addiction, and loss. The panel will include personal stories of recovery and discussions on trauma treatment. Attendees will gain insights and tools for their own healing journey. Beachway Therapy Center is a top provider of mental health and substance abuse treatment services, offering evidence-based programs in a safe and nurturing environment. Follow them on social media for more information.
A News Breaks. Blue Sky AI Inc., OTCIBS AI, to present at Emerging Growth Conference on September 24th. Blue Sky AI Inc., a NeoCloud company, will be presenting at the Emerging Growth Conference on September 24th, 2025. CEO Trent D'Ambrosio will discuss accelerating access to intelligent infrastructure at 11:25 a.m. Eastern Time. The presentation will cover modular data center expansion, GPU as a service deployments, and ESG-aligned infrastructure initiatives. Investors, advisors, and analysts can participate in a live Q&A session. Blue Sky AI specializes in rapidly deployable data center infrastructure for artificial intelligence, offering scalable AI factories for high-performance machine learning workloads. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/bsai. Gym Guy Z brings in-home and on-site workouts to West Metro and Minnetonka with First Minnesota Territory. Gym Guy Z, the world's largest in-home and on-site personal training franchise, has expanded to the West Metro and Minnetonka, Minnesota area. Owned by Mark Ruff, a local entrepreneur,
GymGuizy offers customized workouts delivered to clients' homes or workplaces. With no monthly membership fees and the first session free, GymGuizy provides a variety of fitness programs led by certified personal trainers. The company is known for its convenience, personalized approach, and dramatic results. To celebrate the launch, GymGuizy will be at the Apple Days Festival from September 19 to 21st, offering trial workouts and a ribbon-cutting ceremony. For more information, visit GymGuizy's website or call 952-230-5161.
Crypto news breaks. Beeline Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ BLNE, to present at Centurion One Capital Bahamas Summit. Beeline Holdings, Inc., BLNE, a digital mortgage platform, will present at the Centurion One Capital 3rd Annual Bahamas Summit on October 28 to 29, 2025. CEO Nick Luza will deliver the company presentation, while COO Jess Kennedy and CFO Christopher Moe will join a panel discussion. Beeline is poised for strong growth in 2026 and looks forward to showcasing its progress and vision to global growth investors at the invitation-only event. Beeline Holdings is revolutionizing mortgage fintech with its fully digital, AI-powered platform, offering a faster, smarter path to home loans. Headquartered in Providence, Rhode Island, Beeline is reshaping mortgage origination with speed, simplicity, and transparency at its core.
Colivor joins global leaders at DICE to address the cooling and power demands of next-gen data centers. Colivor, the high-density colocation data center provider, announced that Michael Fulkerson, VP of Facilities and Operations, will speak at the DICE Data Center Management, Operations, and Cooling West Conference in Santa Clara, CA, on October 2, 2025. The panel will discuss the impact of high-density chips on cooling and power infrastructure as GPUs push towards 1,000 kilowatt per rack. Panelists will share how organizations are preparing for these challenges and what innovations are needed for future digital infrastructure growth. Fulkerson's session, The Future of Data Center Cooling, will take place from 9:55 a.m. to 10:50 a.m. PST at the Santa Clara Marriott. For more information about Colivor, visit doublevor.com. The Baltimore Symphony Orchestra and musicians agreed to new 3-year contract. The Baltimore Symphony Orchestra and its musicians, represented by the Musicians Association of Metropolitan Baltimore, Local 40-543 American Federation of Musicians, have reached a new 3-year collective bargaining agreement, increasing minimum musician pay by 12% over 3 years to reach $101,350 by the 2027-28 season. This agreement, the most financially ambitious in over a decade, reflects deep appreciation for the musicians' artistry and dedication. The agreement includes revised audition and tenure review processes that aim to set a new industry standard. The terms also feature steady annual pay increases, sustaining a full-time musician complement at 85 and a competitive benefits package. The BSO invites the community to support this milestone at gala concerts this weekend, with tickets starting at $58. For over a century, the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra has been a cultural cornerstone in Maryland, known for innovation, performances, recordings, and educational outreach initiatives like Orc Kids. RE Plus Expo in Las Vegas highlights adverse effects of tariffs on clean energy. At the RE Plus Clean Energy Exhibition in Las Vegas, executives expressed concerns about the adverse effects of tariffs on the industry. Trade tensions are reshaping project timelines, inflating equipment costs, and unsettling potential backers. While the expo showcased advances in solar, wind, and storage systems, there is a deep concern that policy risks are slowing momentum. High-growth companies like PowerBank Corporation are adjusting their strategies in response to these challenges. Green Energy Stocks is a specialized communications platform focused on companies shaping the green economy, providing access to a vast network of solutions for reaching target markets and enhancing brand awareness.
GeoVax to present CMRO4S1 Clinical Progress at the Emerging Growth Conference. GeoVax Labs, Inc. will present at the Emerging Growth Conference to discuss positive interim clinical results for GEO-CM04S1, their lead COVID-19 vaccine candidate, Recent data showed differentiated immune responses in immunocompromised patients with robust T-cell and cross-variant antibody responses. The results highlight CM4S1's potential as a multi-antigen solution for patients not fully covered by first-generation vaccines. CEO David Dodd will present at the conference, emphasizing the promise of their MVA platform in delivering broad, durable immune protection. Participants can register to attend the event and submit questions in advance. GeoVax is a clinical-stage biotechnology company developing vaccines for infectious diseases and therapies for solid tumor cancers. For more information, visit www.geovax.com. Western Sports Foundation announces the Western Social, a celebration of community, culture, and giving to benefit rodeo athletes. The Western Sports Foundation has announced the Western Social, a new fundraising event to support rodeo athletes. Taking place on September 25, 2025 in Fort Worth, Texas, this event aims to connect guests with the mission of supporting athletes. Attendees can enjoy fair-inspired games, a silent auction, and interactive giving stations. The event will blend fun and philanthropy, giving the community a chance to see the impact of their generosity on rodeo athletes and their families. Funds raised will support athletes through financial assistance, mental health support, and educational programs. Tickets are available now for this exciting event, celebrating community, culture, and giving. City of Miami declares Coconut Grove the official brunch capital. Coconut Grove has been named the official brunch capital of Miami by the City of Miami, recognizing its vibrant culinary scene and diverse brunch offerings. With over 20 popular restaurants in the Coconut Grove Business Improvement District, the neighborhood is a premier destination for brunch enthusiasts. To celebrate, Coconut Grove will launch the Grove Brunch Club on National Brunch Day, offering special brunch deals from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Coconut Grove BID continues to support local businesses and enhance the district's appeal, shaping it into a dynamic destination. Executive Director Mark Burns expressed excitement for Coconut Grove's recognition and its growing reputation as a year-round brunch haven for locals and tourists alike. Biomed News Breaks, Quantum Biopharma Litid, QNTM. QNTM, licensee UnBuzzD Wellness to host investor webinar on September 16. Quantum Biopharma Litid, QNTM, licensee UnBuzz Wellness will host an investor webinar on September 16 at 1:30 p.m. PT, 4:30 p.m. ET. The event will feature CEO John Duffy, advisor Jason Sawyer, medical director Dr. Eric Hoskins, and board co-chair Gary David, outlining the Reg D506C investment opportunity, clinical data, and strategies for UnBuzzTM. Quantum Biopharma focuses on innovative assets for neurodegenerative and metabolic disorders and alcohol misuse. Lucid Psycheceuticals Inc., a subsidiary, is developing Lucid MS to address multiple sclerosis. Quantum Biopharma also invented UnBuzzTM and spun out its OTC version to UnBuzzD Wellness Inc., retaining ownership and receiving royalty payments. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at 8STAS QNTM. Spanish horse fair set to highlight Andalusians for dressage. Excitement is mounting as Brian Gonzalez, the CEO of White Stallion Hay and Ranch, gears up to showcase his distinguished ranch at the forthcoming Spanish Horse Fair in the City of Industry, California. Set to take place on September 12, 2025, this prestigious event will host the largest morphology competition for Spanish horses in the United States. Brian will present one of the premier Piri Andalusian horses, Dante de Castellan, and will compete against leading contenders from across the nation. The Spanish Horse Fair is celebrated for its homage to the Andalusian breed, and this year's competition is expected to deliver exceptional excitement. Judges hailing from Spain will evaluate the horses based on their movements, conformation, and overall harmony, showcasing the finest qualities of these magnificent creatures. Brian has been diligently preparing for this competition, fully committing to the rigorous training necessary to compete at such an elite level. The Spanish Horse Fair transcends mere competition, serving as a gathering for horse enthusiasts, breeders, and trainers who share a mutual admiration for the Andalusian breed. Brian's involvement in the Spanish Horse Fair stands as a testament to his unwavering commitment to excellence within the equestrian realm, aiming to share his love for these remarkable animals with a broader audience. As the Spanish Horse Fair draws nearer, excitement continues to escalate, promising a memorable experience for everyone involved. The 10th Belt and Road Summit concludes successfully. The 10th Belt and Road Summit, jointly organized by the government of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, HKSAR, and the Hong Kong Trade Development Council, HKTDC, concluded successfully today. The summit attracted 6,200 participants from more than 70 countries and regions. A record 45 Memoranda of Understanding, MOUs, were signed, covering sectors such as aviation, energy, finance, infrastructure, and technology. Over 300 matched investment projects were showcased, and more than 800 one-to-one project matching meetings were arranged during the two-day summit, highlighting Hong Kong's role as a super connector and value adder in deal-making for the Belt and Road Initiative, BRI.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.